so glad you're joining us for another day full of inspiration with the Christian Science Daily Lift. Today, we have Lisa Rennie Seitzma. She is a Christian Science practitioner and teacher who lives in Hopkinton, Massachusetts.
Do we immediately think of God, who is divine love, as relevant in our lives? When things are going well, we may not think of God much at all, not feeling the need of his help. But it's particularly in the good we experience that we can most directly feel his relevance. But what if things don't look so good? Many today would argue that God is utterly irrelevant when it comes to dealing with crime, disease, corruption, selfishness, decay, disasters. Praying is fine, some might say, but we need real, that is, human, solutions. I once found myself praying deeply, but without much success, over what appeared to be a very painful ear infection. As it got worse, God and my prayer began to feel less relevant to me than finding physical relief. In the middle of the night, wide awake because of the discomfort, I found myself thinking, I wish I could just go to sleep to escape the pain. But then I laughed because my next thought was, I don't need to go to sleep. I need to wake up to my present health and holiness, my entirely spiritual being. All of my earlier prayers were answered in that moment when I felt the presence of the Christ, which Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy defines as the divine manifestation of God, which comes to the flesh to destroy incarnate error. Christ, that true idea of God, was destroying the error, the dream, in my experience, by revealing it as something from which I could indeed awaken. All of the pain in my ear vanished, and it never returned. The psalmist tells us that God is a very present help in trouble. We can find ourselves in no situation where his help, his awakening truth, is not fully applicable, not only to our own healing, but to that of our communities and the world.
Join us at this year's annual meeting of the Mother Church. Find out more at christianscience.com/annual meeting. This podcast is produced by the First Church of Christ Scientist in Boston, Massachusetts, USA. Copyright 2025.